May the words of my mouth, the meditations of all of our hearts, in whatever language they are spoken, may they please you. May they give you joy, O God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. If you've done much Bible study before, you probably already know that the letters of Paul, much like the rest of the Bible, were written at a time when not very many people knew how to read. Historians say that the literacy rate at the time that both Paul and Jesus lived was only about 5 to 10%. So Paul knew when he wrote his letters that more than 90% of the people he was writing to were never going to sit down and read those letters silently. They were going to hear it. Maybe during one of their regular gatherings, maybe the letter got passed around through the community and held for a few minutes and by someone, the one person in the room who could read out loud to everyone else. And that's true of all of Paul's letters, but the chapter that Joshua and Moses read this morning is different because that chapter has a song embedded in it. A hymn, actually. A hymn that we know that the early church, probably the Philippians themselves, sang often. Maybe even every week, because I can't imagine there were very many hymns in circulation that early. No hymnals. This hymn has a name. The Kenosis Hymn, it's called in Greek. Kenosis, which means self-emptying. And that's what this hymn's words are about. Self-emptying. About Jesus choosing to empty himself, give away his godness, so that he could live as a human on earth. He kneeled down like a slave, the song says. He came into the world poor, even ready to die, so that he could be part of God's plan to save the world, to save us. Though he was in the form of God, he emptied himself by taking the form of a slave and by becoming like human beings. Have you ever tried to say the words to a song that you've only sung before? It's hard to do. Amazing grace. How sweet the sound. My voice keeps darting into other notes, even when I'm trying to keep it in one place. So I wonder if when the Philippian reader got to this place in Paul's letter, he or she broke into song when he got to those familiar words. Those words that said he humbled himself, and God highly honored him and gave him a name above all names, so that at the name of Jesus, everyone in heaven, on earth, and under the earth might bow. Jesus humbled himself. Humility. That's what Paul wanted these church people to hear. Humble yourself in love for each other, in the same way that Jesus humbled himself. Don't just sing those words, Paul was saying to them. Live them. You know, it's a lot easier just to sing for them and for us. Campbell and New Creation are not the first churches to share facilities. In the California-Nevada Conference, there are quite a few churches that have done it and are doing it. Most often, these arrangements are newer, ethnically based congregations that come in to fill space that a historic European American congregation is no longer using fully. And if you look for success stories about these arrangements, you will find hardly any. Very, very few. In fact, the track record of shared facilities arrangements between churches is a record mostly of conflict, sometimes over big theological issues, but more often about things like who leaves food in the refrigerator, or who ate it, whose children left that mark on the wall, or that big spot on the carpeting. Whether it's fair for one congregation's ministries to use so much electricity when its name is not on the PG&E bill. An unwillingness of one congregation to shift its schedule a little to make room for the other's event. It's funny how much meaning can be read into those little things. Disrespect, rudeness, cultural differences too wide to cross. And this shouldn't surprise us. Sharing is hard. Think about how Americans have historically acquired property. The West was settled through homesteading. Homesteaders possessed the land, built fences, announced their ownership. The word that describes land under this system was mine. Once you own land in this society, it's not only the place you occupy, it's your wealth, often your biggest, most valuable asset. And this is as true of church buildings as it is of individual homes. So it can feel like loss, unfair, to live with a roommate who just moved in recently and who shares only some of the expenses. But here's the thing. We belong to a God who, when he created the earth and everything in it, simply gave it to us. We are followers of a Christ, a Messiah, who emptied himself. We may hold this property to care for and care for it right now, but make no mistake. Unlike our homes, this property is meant not for our comfort, but for the purposes of God. Justice, compassion, a place of welcome and service to all. And look at what can happen when we do that together. Every week, between our two congregations, we worship God in three languages, four when we tell Papa God Tanki in Creole. Every week, we send readers to Rosemary School and we offer the families in our neighborhood evening tutoring, sports, Spanish language Bible study, even a workshop on handling finances. Every week, we offer Christian community and education to more than 100 children and youth. We sent mission teams this summer to a Native American reservation and to Cuba. We offered vacation Bible school during the day and in the evenings. We help each other. Many times this year, volunteers from both congregations worked to maintain this campus. We set up or cleaned up after each other's events as acts of friendship and mutual responsibility. We learn from each other. Every week I watch with admiration the ways that New Creation lives its faith differently than the ways we practice faith at Campbell sometimes. The ministries that come out of this campus are bigger and more inclusive than either church could manage on its own. It takes some humility to let your things, your property, be used for ministry that might not have your church's name on it. Maybe a lot of humility. It takes emptying yourself of pride, of ownership, of thinking your way is the only way. He emptied himself for our sake. That's who we come from. It's who we are. Amen.
Amen.